There are all kinds of scary things that live in the world. Ghosts. Vampires. Werewolves. Any number of things. And then there are boggarts. They don't make any special sort of sound. They just... well... they just... and if you really want to know if there's a boggart around... do you really want to know? Well, any sound that is not... is a boggart. Boggarts live mostly in England. Mostly. They could live in your house, maybe. But mostly in England. Once there was a farmer and his wife. And they had a boggart. How did they know? It's hard not to know. A boggart is something nobody wants to have around. They're an awful lot of trouble. Late at night, they move around the house. And what they do is... they pull the covers off people. They knock on doors. And when the farmer would get out of bed to see who was there, there was no one. Sometimes the boggart would find new ways to get people out of bed. And the farmer's wife would get up to see if the children were all right. Of course they were. Just sleeping peacefully without blankets. Because the boggart pulled them off. The farmer and his wife and his children were getting pretty annoyed. Sometimes late at night, the farmer would stand in the middle of the living room and try to talk to the boggart, to ask him, or her, or it, to leave. But there was never any answer, and the farmer would shrug and go to bed. And then the boggart would answer, in his own peculiar way. It would tap on the windows. It would roll heavy balls across the ceiling. It would slide down the stairs. And it would slide up the stairs. And one night, because everyone, the farmer, his wife, and all the children, tried talking to the boggart, asking it to please go away. Please let them have a night's rest for once. Please find somebody else to bother. The boggart answered them. No, it didn't talk. They don't talk except when it's really absolutely necessary. What the boggart did was this. The farmer and his wife and all their children were mad. Very mad. And they decided once and for all, they wouldn't pay attention to the boggart. When it pulled off their covers, they pulled them back on. When it woke them at night, they rolled over and pretended to go back to sleep. And when the boggart broke things, they just cleaned up as though absolutely nothing had happened. The boggart began to think that the family didn't like him, or her, or it. And it began to be very helpful. It washed the dishes, sometimes. And because it was what it was, it threw a dish every once in a while. It collected the eggs from the chickens. But being a bogart, every other egg would somehow drop or break. It milked the cows and fed the horses. But a bogart is always a bogart. So, it tied the horses' tails to the cows' tails and let them loose in the barnyard. The farmer was very mad. He had a lot of fixing up to do. The farmer's wife was annoyed. She had a lot of cleaning up to do. And the children were mad. They had a lot of helping to do. The only happy thing around the farm was the bogart. So happy that he made the cold water in the tub run hot, and the hot water run cold, and went back to all his old tricks. There was only one thing to do. The farmer told his family that if they couldn't get rid of the bogart one way, they'd do it another. They'd move. Well, did you ever try to move with a bogart in the house? When one trunk was packed and everybody was busy moving the piano, the bogart emptied the trunk. And when everyone went back in to repack the trunk, they'd find the piano had somehow been put out in the barn. It was very hard, but finally the day arrived, and everything was ready to go. All the neighbors wished them good luck, and the farmer said he was happy to be going. He was getting away from the bogart at last. Everyone was in the car, and they were off to their new farm. Free at last. And then they heard a voice.
Well, here we go. At last. We're off.
Said the bogart.